This episode covers how to open up emotionally when no one showed you how. You're sitting there while she asks what's wrong. And the only honest answer is, I don't know. And that's happened more times than you'd like to admit. Here's a four-step way to build the words, one small piece at a time, instead of forcing a big confession you're not ready for. Here's what's really happening when you can't get the words out. Most men listening to this weren't raised by anyone who modeled what you're trying to learn now. Maybe your father's version of a hard day was silence, a slammed door, or a beer in front of the television with nothing said about any of it. Maybe you tried once, said you were scared or hurt, and got laughed at, told to toughen up, or watched the room go quiet in a way that felt like punishment. Staying quiet became the safer move after that, and it worked. It kept the peace and let you get through the day without anyone seeing something you weren't sure was okay to show. That's not a character flaw. It's a skill you were never taught, still guarding you from a risk that used to be real. Most relationship advice tells you to just talk about your feelings, as if that's one simple move. For a man who's spent decades translating everything into logistics and fixes, that's like being handed a phrase book in a language you've never spoken and told to give a toast. You know the subject, you just don't have the words, so you wait for the perfect sentence or the right moment. That moment rarely comes, and the waiting itself starts to look like distance to her. She isn't measuring your effort. She's measuring your silence. The fix isn't to skip straight to sharing your deepest fear tonight. It's to build the vocabulary first, in low-stakes moments, so the words are already sitting there when it counts. So here's the method. Four things you're going to do in order before you ever sit down with her. Rung one is naming a feeling, alone first. Before you say anything to her, practice naming what you feel out loud or on paper, alone. Keep it to one sentence. I feel this because that. Do this daily for a week before you move to rung two. Rung two is sharing a feeling, low stakes. Pick a moment with nothing on the line, a car ride, a walk, a text, and say one true sentence about how you feel. Keep it small on purpose. Rung three is sharing a need. Once naming a feeling feels less foreign, attach a need to it. I feel this, and what I need is that. Most men try to skip straight here, and it backfires. Because a need without any feeling attached sounds like a demand instead of an ask. Rung four is sharing a fear. This is the top rung, reserved for when the first three feel close to automatic. The order underneath all four rungs is the same. Journal it privately first. Say it out loud alone in the car or the shower next. Then bring it to her. What's my specific piece in staying quiet for this long? I've let the silence do the talking for me. And that's on me. Now, let's get into the words themselves. Picture the moment you decide to try rung two. You've never said anything like this before, and it feels awkward. Pick an ordinary moment. Making dinner. Driving somewhere together. Say, I feel a little on edge today, and I'm not totally sure why. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. Just wanted to say it instead of keeping it in my head. You're not asking her to fix anything or explaining a whole backstory. You're practicing saying a feeling out loud, which is the entire point of this rung. She might ask a follow-up question, or she might just nod and keep cooking. Either response means the rung worked. Now picture the moment she asks, what's wrong? And you don't have the words yet. You don't need a full answer. You need an honest partial one with a specific time attached. Say, something's off and I haven't figured out what yet. Take a second before you carry on so it has time to register. Give me tonight and I'll come back with more once I know. Without that return time, she may read this as you shutting her out, when what's really happening is you buying time to find the right words. Now picture a night you're worn out and want to withdraw. But withdrawing usually reads to her as anger. Say the need directly instead of disappearing without a word. I feel drained tonight, and what I need is 20 minutes alone before I can talk this through. Wait here. And do not fill the silence. I'll come find you after. A need with a timeline reads completely differently than silence. It tells her you're coming back, not disappearing. Now picture the moment you've built through rungs 1, 2, and 3. And you want to name something bigger. A fear about the relationship or about yourself. Choose a calm moment, not the middle of an argument. Say, I'm scared that if I keep pulling back, I'll lose something that matters to both of us. Let the sentence sit before you add anything. That's hard for me to say out loud. She may go quiet, tear up, or want to talk it through right away. Any of those reactions mean the words reached her, not that you did it wrong. Last one. Picture the moment you're in the middle of trying and your mind goes blank. Say what's happening in you instead of going silent or changing the subject. I want to keep talking about this, but I just went blank. Give it a beat before you continue. Can you give me a second? Naming the freeze keeps you in the conversation instead of disappearing from it, even without the next sentence ready. Different men freeze for different reasons. And here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to smooth things over and swallow your own feelings to keep the peace, practice rung one privately first, since your instinct is to skip past your own feelings entirely, not just to withhold them from her. Once she sees you naming small feelings without an agenda attached, she stops guessing what you're really feeling and starts trusting what you say. If you tend to explain or justify instead of naming what you feel, practice saying the feeling word before any explanation. A feeling stated without a defense attached strikes her as unusually calm for you, in a good way. Dropping the justification helps her feel heard instead of debated, which opens room for warmth instead of another round. If you tend to get loud or intense once you start talking about something real, practice the latter in low energy moments on purpose, so intensity doesn't attach itself to every feeling you name. Lower intensity paired with real content tells her the relationship is safe to lean into again, physically and emotionally. If you tend to go quiet the moment something feels too big, practice rung one out loud, even alone in the car, since your instinct is to keep everything internal and unspoken. Your silence often gets mistaken for not caring, when what's really happening is you not yet having the words. A short, real sentence, even an imperfect one, tells her you're still in the room with her. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push harder when she feels you pulling away, her intensity is a protest, not an attack. Meet it with a steady rung 2 sentence instead of matching her energy. If she tends to go quiet after trying hard for a long time, she may already be worn down from asking. Bring up the distance yourself instead of waiting for her to try again. If she tends to pull back and protect her own space, offer the latter scripts side by side, in the car or on a walk, rather than a face-to-face sit-down that raises the stakes for both of you. If she tends to withdraw while you're the one trying to reach her, lower the intensity of your bid. Her distance is more about her own pattern than a verdict on your effort. A few habits quietly undo the latter before it gets a chance to work. Don't open with an apology for having feelings at all. Sorry, this is stupid, but tells her the feeling itself is a problem before you've even named it. Don't wait for a perfect, fully formed sentence. Rung one exists because a rough sentence said out loud beats a polished one you never say. Don't answer what's wrong with nothing, and then bring it up 3 days later. She may read the delay as you deciding on your own whether the relationship deserves the truth, rather than as you needing time. Don't turn a shared fear into a joke halfway through. Downplaying it the moment it gets real teaches her not to expect honesty from you next time. Sometimes you'll say the sentence, and it won't work the way you hoped. That doesn't mean the latter failed. If she seems confused, that's often because she's not used to hearing this from you yet, not because you did it wrong. I know this is new. You don't have to say anything back right now. Keeps the door open without demanding a reaction. If the conversation stalls out, go back one rung. Instead of pushing forward. A man who tried rung 3 and froze can still say, let me try that again, smaller, and drop to rung 2. Going backward on purpose is still progress. None of this is really about finding the right words for their own sake. It's about what happens after. When you start naming feelings, needs, and eventually fears out loud. She stops having to guess what's going on behind your silence, and that guessing has likely been exhausting work for years. What she may be protecting, underneath any frustration with your quiet, is her own hope that there's more of you available to her than she's been getting. When that hope gets even a little evidence, a real sentence, a named feeling, a fear spoken instead of buried, warmth tends to follow. Physical closeness rebuilds on the same ground as emotional closeness. You pick this up, and that already counts for something. In the next 24 hours, you might send her one honest sentence by text. Try rung one out loud alone in the car, or meet something she brings up first with a rung two sentence instead of your usual silence. You don't have to have the perfect words tonight. Just one true sentence, said out loud, to someone who's been waiting to hear it. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.